and no man was to be seen. Then they went through all the rooms, till they came to a door on which there were three locks, but in the middle of the door was a wicket, so that they could look into the next room. There they saw a little grey old man sitting at a table, and they called to him once or twice, but he did not hear. However, they called a third time, and then he rose and came out to them. He said nothing, but took hold of them, and led them to a beautiful table covered with all sorts of good things. And when they had eaten and drunk, he showed each of them to a bedchamber. The next morning he came to the eldest, and took him to a marble table, where there were three tablets, containing an account of the means by which the castle might be disenchanted. The first tablet said, "In the wood under the moss lie the 1,000 pearls belonging to the king's daughter. They must all be found, and if one be missing by set of sun, he who seeks them will be turned into marble." The eldest brother set out, and sought for the pearls the whole day. But the evening came, and he had not found the 100, so he was turned into stone, as the tablet had foretold. The next day the second brother undertook the task, but he succeeded no better than the first, for he could only find the 200 of the pearls, and therefore he too was turned into stone. And at last came the little dwarf's turn,